Before the attacks on Paris on Friday, Matthew Inman was thinking a lot about the unpredictability of life. A few days earlier, he had posted his latest comic to his popular website, The Oatmeal. The cartoonist apologized to his fans because this comic strip is not like his usual work. It's not funny. He was inspired to write and draw it after hearing a real-life story that took his breath away.
That comic strip has now been viewed 30 million times. On Friday, we asked him if he'd be up for reading a shortened version of it for the radio. We didn't air it because of the updates from Paris, but we think you should still hear it. Here's Matthew Inman.
On June 18th, 1947, on a Pan Am flight from Calcutta to New York, an engine stopped working, which caused another engine to overheat, which caused a fire, which caused a panic. While the pilot attempted to land the plane, the 25-year-old co-pilot unbuckled himself. He went into the main cabin to help with the passengers. He sat next to a young woman who was alone. He told her it was going to be okay. He told her this as he watched the engine continue to burn. He told her this as he watched it fall from the wing. He told her this as fuel lines became exposed, fire overtook the aircraft, and the plane pitched downward. He told her this knowing that every single person on that plane was about to die. The plane hit hard, crashing into the Syrian desert. 14 people died instantly. 2 crew members survived, including the co-pilot. And with a pair of broken ribs, he went back into the burning plane, pulling survivors from the wreckage. Morning arrived, but a rescue did not. The co-pilot took charge and formed 2 search parties. They eventually found a village which had a radio. A call was made, and the 22 survivors were rescued. As for the co-pilot, the crash changed him. After that, he didn't want to be a pilot anymore. He wanted to do something different with his life. He resigned from Pan Am to pursue a career in writing and, ultimately, television. His name was Gene Roddenberry. And he created Star Trek. This story is not intended as an ode to Roddenberry, although he certainly deserves one. Prior to working in television, he was a decorated World War II pilot, a plane crash investigator, and an LA cop. He survived 3 plane crashes. This story is intended to remind you that our journeys are short. Roddenberry saw life's ephemeral nature lit up against a backdrop of stars. He saw that we were all passengers pitching downward into the night. He saw that we're all helpless. So get up and help someone.
That's Matthew Inman, the man behind The Oatmeal, reading from his comic about Gene Roddenberry. To see the illustrations that go with Matthew's words, go to our Facebook page at NPRATC. We've posted a link there.